It's Saturday morning and time for the Coaches Show. An in-depth look at high school sports with the coaches and players behind the headlines on News Radio KWOS 950 and 104.5. Here's Missouri Hall of Fame sportscaster Kevin Kelly.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Coaches Show. It's the 25th year of the Coaches Show that we start off here on Saturday morning, and joining us is Blair Oaks Falcons head football coach Ted LePage. Wanted to have him on first because of the 25 years that we've had the Coaches Show. Coach LePage has been on the most on this Coaches Show. Good morning.
Thank you, Kevin. Good morning. Glad to have you back. Glad to hear your Coaches Show on. What a great time for our community. What a great time for our country. What a great time. Get a little excitement back and get some good people and get good communities back together.
Coach, one of the things we wanted to talk about at the very top is we talked about this being the 25th year of the Coaches Show. This is also the 20th season for you as a head football coach. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. It's been a fun ride. I enjoy every second of it. I you know, try to make it as fun for the young men as we possibly can. This is four short years of their life, but I told them going into this game, 48 minutes of high school football is just like life, and that's why our communities enjoy it so much. You can experience everything you can in the 48 minutes of a football game you'll experience in your life. So let's go out and have a great season. Let's play as hard as we possibly can. Let's get safely to tomorrow.
What do you like most about being a head football coach?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think just the fact that you can watch something grow. You can try to help young men and young people in the community all together grow and try to become better than what they were today. It's the selflessness of it, the service of it, the opportunity just to help another person. You know, it may sound funny, but I never know what my record is. I don't really care. I like the coaches I coach with. I like the players that play for me. It's like life. You know, you have ups and downs, and you keep moving forward and keep getting up every day. The sun will come up tomorrow and just have a good day.
All right, last night you opened up the season in Warrensburg playing at the University of Central Missouri against the Maryville Spoofhounds. Before we break that game down, in fact, you won the ball game by a score of 51-8. Before we break that down, going into this first football game, this is a young football team, but it's an experienced football team for you, isn't it?
It really is. We brought back a lot of players on defense. We've brought back several on offense. We were looking at our offensive line as an area that, was really concerning for us because we graduated five seniors, but we thought very well of the five players we have coming in: a sophomore, Caden Helsher, a junior, Bryson Jeffrey, sophomore, Wyatt Bonnet, a junior, Griffin Hurst, and a junior, Cale Wilson. And last night they really rose up, and I think that's going to be a special group. As young as they are, they really all are physical, smart, big. On defense, we brought back everybody, but we started two young men last night and two sophomores, and Will Libert and Alec Weberg, and I think those two are going to be special players along with sophomore Dylan Hare. We started five sophomores last night in the game. I didn't realize that until I was going over it last night when I got home. So we are young, but the experience we brought back, and we'll talk about those guys as we go on, really rose up and played well last night.
Dylan Hare back at quarterback his sophomore season last year as a freshman. Have you ever seen someone put up the numbers that he did?
No, and last night he's going to put up in unbelievable numbers again. Last year, Lerone Briggs, who's been with me, you know, just as long as anybody, and does such a tremendous job with the kids. What a great component to have in your program with him. He does such a good job with Dylan, and they work together every day, and Dylan is just going to do nothing but blossom even more. What a tremendous talent, but most of all, a selfless player who really, really takes his craft serious and is very intent on becoming a better person every day.
As we mentioned, you won the ball game last night by a score of 51-8, and you beat a very good Maryville football team.
They had some guys that weren't there last night. Well, the first quarter, it was 6-0 going out of the first quarter. We actually talked about that as coaches last night. Coach Butler, our defense coordinator, who last night they had minus 14 yards rushing at halftime. We were talking, and he just said, "Man, what a game! We scored so many points." Well, we were only up 6-0 after the first quarter, and after we got on a little bit, the fatigue set in, and that first quarter or that first half, I think the game got away from them a little bit, but. You know, Maryville's going to be fine. They're a traditionally great team. we got on them, and once we got on them, our players really accelerated.
And you scored midway through the quarter, I think, on a touchdown pass from Dylan Hare to Colby Marble, about 6:12 left to go in the opening quarter, and led by a score of 6-0. But then your defense gets a turnover for you, and that kind of really started you rolling in the second quarter when you scored 38 points.
Anthony Terpstra, our special teams coordinator and defensive line coach, had been preaching to our team all week. No turnovers last year in a game against Maryville. And then we came out on that series and forced a turnover, recovered a ball on our 4-yard line, and then went proceeded to go on a 96-yard drive. As I've explained to the players, that's a 14-point swing in one possession. That will really win you a lot of high school football games if you can do that consistently. So very excited about that aspect, that you were able to create a turnover, take the turnover, and put it into points early in a football game.
Yeah, here gets a 5-yard touchdown run to make it 12-0. Then he hooks up with Cade Stockbutt on a 60-yard touchdown pass. Back with another touchdown pass to Jake Closter of 26 yards. Jaden Purdy with a 29-yard touchdown run. You get a special team score as well. Jake Closter on a 49-yard punt return for a score. And then Jaden Purdy wraps up the first half of scoring with you from 30 yards out on a touchdown run, 44-0 at the half.
Really excited about Jaden Purdy. I think that guy is going to change the way we run our offense, because last night they were trying to put five people in the box, which a lot of people do to us because of the explosiveness we have outside with our receiving core. And Jaden's a different kind of back. Kevin Alewine, who coaches our running backs, really does a tremendous job with him, but he just said he's got that two-step explosion. And last night when they put five in the box and our five linemen got on each guy, he made them pay. He is extremely fast, and that's what people do. Last night he split the safeties right down the middle of the field. So people are going to have to really research how they play against us, because, our receiver coach outside, Josh Lindenbrink, has two studs in Carson Pringer and also in Kobe Marble, and they showed last night. And then inside, Gary Ferguson does such a great job with our inside receivers with Cade Stockman and also Jake Closter. Man, we have really explosiveness. Then you put Mike Cook, our offensive line coach. Our staff really did a great job of preparing for that. Our players did a great job of executing. And Jaden's going to make our offense really change and even get more dangerous.
And probably some of the reason for the five in the box for Maryville is they knew you had an offensive line with five new starters, so maybe trying to confuse things a little bit early.
The answer is, last year everybody thinks the answer is what Cassville did to us. Put three on either side of the field and put them over the top receivers. Try to take away Jake. They tried to double Jake. Try to get a man on Cade early, and then try to really put their corners back and not get beat over the top by Carson and Kobe. And last night, we were able to still throw the underneath package. I thought Coach Driggs did a good job of being patient with our passing game and not trying to take shots down the field and use the passing game as a running game. And then Jaden and our offensive line just took over.
I think with the win last night, isn't that 48-game winning streak during the regular season for you?
You know, I'm not a guy that really does that. I apologize. We don't. I know that we talked about as a team, we were 0-1 in our last game. And people look at your last game you played, and that's where your evaluation is. And I've kept that mentality since I've been a head coach. I really don't know. I really don't. I think it's great. You'll look back on it someday and talk about it. But with young people, you really want to focus on the here and now and what's in front of you. If you look backwards, that's a sad part of your life when you're looking back to look for something good. You look at what you can do today to help for tomorrow and how you can get safely to tomorrow, as Dr. Jones always says, our superintendent. So that's what we do. We were 0-1 going into this game. We needed to get ourselves rectified to be 1-0, and last night our guys did it.
Well, and you know, coaches don't talk about the winning streaks. Players don't talk about it. That's for us, right? That's for us, the media guys.
Well, and it is. I think it should be exalted. I mean, that's pretty special when you can do things where you're winning. But at the same standpoint, you don't lose focus on what's important. What's important, you've got to be better today than you were yesterday, and you better try to get safely to tomorrow, because otherwise you're going to have a sad life. And the sun's going to come up tomorrow, and you better be ready to go and have a great day.
Couple of quick splits for you last night. Over 400 yards of total offense, and your defense held them to negative yardage on the ground.
Coach Butler, Coach Terpstra, really, the past couple of years have turned that into a juggernaut, and I'm really excited about what we're doing with our defensive front. But I can't say enough about what Riley Niekamp does for our defense. Carson Bax and Nico Canale, three starters back on our D-line, they can make five guys look like two guys. They're all extremely strong, extremely fast, extremely coachable, and they just, last night, there was nowhere to run. You would look up and you see Levi Haney or Cade Stockman, our inside linebackers, making a tackle, and everybody, of course, is going to look to that, but they don't see those three guys down low taking up those blocks and letting those linebackers run freely. And then I thought Will Libert and also Gavin Weckenberg, for their first starts at outside linebacker, both really did a good job of containing a very dangerous quarterback. That young man's a three-year starter. He got injured last night in the second quarter, and we really hope, and we all went over and talked to, we had got as far as we could get to over and talked to him last night at the game. Hopefully he gets back this year. But they really did a great job of containing him because he was a dangerous young man. And after starting for 3 years, being able to keep him in the pocket and then hold them to minus yards rushing and make a team that averages about 300 yards a game on the ground have to rely on their passing game. Boy, you got the odds stacked in your favor when that happens.
All right, next week, home opener against the Knob Noster Panthers. They beat Versailles last night to open up their season 46-7. What about the Panthers? This may be the first time you've ever met on the football field.
I would be scared to say yes, but I think it probably is. I know that they have been traditionally really strong, been to several playoff appearances. I think they made a state final games, several different times. This team is going to have some a big offensive lineman. I know that's one of the top 10 recruits in the state. I know that they had a great team last year, started off with a big win. I have not personally got to watch any film on them, as we really, and I think you probably know, I look at the next week. I'm sitting outside our office right now. We're going to walk in. I see there's cars here right now. The coaches have already been working on breaking them down. We're going to put together the best game plan we can, because the Falcon community will be in force next week. Even if they can't be at the game, they will be watching online or listening on the radio. And our community wants us to keep accelerating our kids and to keep accelerating the community. So we're going, as coaches, we're going to do everything we can to help get a little excitement back in this area.
Thanks for the visit this morning, Coach. Good luck on Friday night when you host the Knob Noster Panthers.
Kevin, thank you, and thank you for what you're doing, man. It's again, our community is grateful for what you do.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks, Coach. Have a good weekend. Blair Oaks Fountain, head football coach Ted LePage on the Coaches Show on KWOS. We're back with more after the break.
Drinking water is important for your health and your heart. No matter what you're doing, barbecuing, hiking, or just relaxing at home, your heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood a day. And although the Missouri Heart Center isn't saying you have to drink 2,000 gallons of water a day, they are saying that a hydrated heart works more efficiently. And even if you're not working hard, your heart always is. Don't miss a beat with the Missouri Heart Center. Comprehensive cardiovascular care in the heart of Missouri. MoHeartCenter.com.
This is John
and Wade,
your tractor guys at Rosebud Tractor.
Hey, John, a contractor is asking if we can help him improve efficiency.
Piece of cake.
No, improve efficiency, not consume calories.
I mean, improving his efficiency is a piece of cake with the New Holland Skid Steer. New Holland created the vertical lift pass skid steer, and no one has been able to match its efficiency.
That's too bad. Now I'm craving cake.
Rosebud Tractor, your tractor guys in Lynn and Rosebud, Missouri. RosebudTractor.com.
Plants and lawns do best in soil with fewest obstacles, which is why they prefer screen topsoil, sifted to remove clumps and debris so they can thrive. People, like plants, also prefer the path of least resistance, which is why we buy our screen topsoil in bulk by the truckload from Capital Sand Company, delivered anywhere in JC for just $50. Hassle and high prices removed so we can thrive too. On Facebook and CapitalSandCompany.com.
Capital Sand Company just makes sense. I'm extremely thorough. I'm going to show you good and bad. Hi, this is Anna Marie Hopkins, your Mid-Mo real estate expert with Columbia Real Estate. I had a bad experience in my home buying process, which is why I became a real estate agent. If you want a great home buying experience with someone that you trust, then call me, Anna Marie, 573-544-3587.
This is a list of things that suck. Fat-free cream cheese. Having to use the bathroom while stuck in traffic. When the bottom of your hard-shell taco collapses. And having to answer 36 questions before pumping your gas.
Debit card.
Yes.
Do I know my PIN? Would you like a car wash? It's 10 degrees out. Do I like my mother-in-law?
I just want to pump my gas!
But inching their way slowly to the tippy top of the suck list are ticks. Disease-carrying, hard-to-find, blood-guzzling, nasty ticks. You know what doesn't suck? Having a friend in the pest control business. Steve, from Steve's Pest Control. And although he can't protect your bagel from the evils of fat-free cream cheese, he will make sure those creepy, crawly, teensy-tiny ticks are removed. Sorry, ticks. Sucks to suck.
I'm Steve with Steve's Pest Control. We're going to solve your pest problem. I guarantee it.
Now you got a friend in the pest control business. Steve's Pest Control.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
All right, welcome back to the Coaches Show. I'm Kevin Kelly, joined now by Capital City Cavaliers head football coach Shannon Jolly. Last night, first ever varsity football game for the Capital City Cavaliers at Atkins Stadium, and it was a nice crowd, a very supportive crowd last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kevin, we got some great people that are excited about our kids, but I think that's, you know, due to the way they represent themselves. So, you know, it was a good night to open up and to get everybody involved, and I think everybody was excited about seeing some football for sure.
Warrensburg wins the ball game by a score of 48-7, but it was a situation where 31 seconds into the football game, you find yourself in a 14-0 hole.
Yeah, I tell you, it's really tough anytime you get in a hole, but much less one to start to not only your first game, but your first game of the season or for your program. You know, it was just unfortunate. We had, they did a nice job on their kickoff return and caught us in a tough situation. And then to follow it up with a fumble or a muffed kickoff return was tough, but like I said, I told our kids, they go, this is part of it. You can't draw the script up, and you just got to work through it. And I think they did a pretty good job settling down. It took a little bit, but you know, with the maturity that we're going to miss this year, things like that are going to happen at times.
I thought as the game progressed, your team got better and better.
Yeah, we did, and we're getting ready to watch some film now. And you know, we took our experience from Ryland last week, and the coaches looked at it, looked last night, and seen it. And, you know, there was improvement from last week. There was improvement from, obviously, the first of the game. And, you know, that's the ultimate goal right now, especially when you're trying to put things together.
Hey, you were down 28-0, I think, with a little more than 3 minutes left to go in the opening quarter. What did you tell your football team?
Well, you know, it's tough, Kevin, because I was talking to my wife about this morning. No one knows. It's kind of unprecedented, right?
Right.
Okay, you're playing shorthanded. You're doing all these different things. Everything that we're doing is for the first time. And, you know, we played football last year, and I've been trying to tell the kids all the way through summer, we played JV football, and this is a different story. Now, they had some tremendous players. Warrensburg's a good football team. And I think sometimes we get caught up in you know, the history of football that's been through Jeff City, and some of these towns and communities and programs aren't, you know, as maybe as well known as others. But, you know, they're well coached. They have great kids. I mean, they're very talented. So, you know, that's part of what we're going to see throughout this year. But we continue to grow and get better each play.
We had a little more than 200 yards of offense on the ground last night, which I thought was pretty good. And I thought running hard, Ethan Wood, Ian Nelson, and Hurley Jacobs for you.
Yeah, Kevin, we've got – I'm kind of excited to get in there and look at this film because we had some opportunities to do a lot more things than that. And so to get to grind out a couple hundred yards on the ground – like that, I thought was real impressive, especially, you know, in a situation where we were mismatched up front. I mean, they had some big kids and some experienced kids. We missed some opportunities offensive line-wise to execute correctly. And I'm not saying we'd win the game by any means, but not only statistically, but time of possession and ball control and stuff would have been a lot different through execution. It definitely wasn't a lack of effort, I can tell you that, and specifically from the back.
Now, your quarterback last night, Caden Dasrath, when he was able to get outside on a couple of quarterback sprints, he showed some excellent speed getting to the edge.
Yeah, Caden's a great kid. He's worked really hard to come back and play that position of quarterback for us. We've got two or three quarterbacks that can do some good things and kind of be that dual threat guy. And, you know, really what it was, Kevin, is getting him on the edge was part of the execution and part of the misdeception, you know, from our misdirection in our offense is to create that backside bootleg and to keep that threat there. And, you know, that game's not going to be there seven or eight times a game. But when you can hit that play, you know, three or four times a game, it changes things because it freezes the defense and keeps that backside defense, you know, from coming over to your strength.
Yeah, two players that you and I talked about on the pregame show involving these Warrensburg Tiger football team was their quarterback Eli Nappe and their wide receiver, kind of a slot man on offense. He also plays defense. He kicks and he returns the football and punts, and that was Shelby Pitzenbarger. And they made their presence felt last night. Nappe had three rushing touchdowns. He threw for two more scores. And then for Pitzenbarger, he caught a touchdown pass, he ran one in, and he had a pick six.
Yeah, and like I said before, we knew, as coaches, you sit in that film room and you watch. And we knew what we were up against. Like I said, it was just those kids are talented players. And it was interesting to me listening to our kids talk in the locker room after the game about, man, this kid was cool or this kid was this. And I think that goes back to a well-coached team and a well-prepared team. And high character kids too. I mean, like I said, when you have kids and you put seniors like that on the field, they're going to do good things for you, especially in the situation that they were in last night.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning. Good luck as you head up to Columbia to open up conference play against Columbia Battle on Friday night.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
All right, Capital City Cavaliers head football coach Shannon Jolly. We're back with more after the break. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
They were sacrificing their time with their family. They were, some of them sacrificed their lives. There's no greater love than laying down your life for your friends.
Our KWOS Central Missouri Honor Flight Radiothon with Diamond Pet Foods is next Friday, August 28th. Say thanks to local area veterans. Send them on a life-changing trip to see their memorials built for them in Washington, D.C. All the info on how you can help at KWOS.com.
There's a lot of pictures of him with the wall, and I still keep one of those in my bedroom.
Nick's Family Restaurant is all about family, yours and theirs. The tradition began with Grandma, then Dad, along with aunts and uncles, and finally on to Scott, who now welcomes your family to Nick's Family Restaurant. It's where you'll find the best fried chicken in Jeff City. Their Picnics or Tailgater chicken specials will fill up the whole family. Introduce your family to their family. Nick's Family Restaurant, Village Square on East McCarty. You can find their menu and hours on Facebook.
I'm Robbie with Zimmer Communications. To be a top-performing seller, you really just need two things, confidence and hard work. And you don't think you have to be confident right when you start. You know, when you work with a team at Zimmer, everybody is on your side. Everybody is teaching you, and you're going to become a subject matter expert. You're going to become one of the best when you're a part of Zimmer Communications. When you get that confidence, you can't be afraid of hard work. You have to be willing to put in the hours to make yourself a top performer.
If you think you're up for the challenge, apply now at ZimmerCommunications.com.
Who's your wireless network? AT&T? Verizon? Well, the average person is saving $400 a year just by switching to Pure Talk USA. Pure Talk is on the same network, same towers, just 50% of the price. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. Switch to Pure Talk today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say switch now. That's #250, say switch now. Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from Pure Talk USA.
Can Donald Trump really beat Joe Biden? Now, Blitz, a new bestseller by David Horowitz, reveals President Trump's real game plan. Blitz even predicts Trump will win in a landslide. Mark Levin calls Blitz the indispensable book of the 2020 election. It's already a New York Times bestseller. Get Blitz or check out the free offer and save $28. Just go online to blitz411.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Get Blitz today.
Gary Nolan on Hodges Roofing and Siding.
My wife and I are downsizing the house. Like, people came out and inspected it and said, we got hail damage on the roof, so I called Greg Hodges. I knew I was going to call Greg because I'd already spoken to his competitors and they told me how good he was. Greg was terrific. And he called and dealt with the insurance company for us. When they left, the only sign that they were there was that beautiful roof.
Hodges Roofing and Siding, home of the Gray Panther. Call 573-ROOFING or send a signal to HodgesMo.com.
On the surface, all drugstores are the same. It's the little things that make a big difference. And at Roberts Drugstore in Jefferson City, there are lots of little things, like getting your pharmacist's full attention, not just half of it, and receiving sound advice on a wide range of health topics from a pharmacist who knows you and who cares. So when choosing your pharmacy, look for the little things and experience the Roberts difference. Home of Jefferson City Magazine's best pharmacist, Kim Roberts. RobertsDrugstoreRx.com.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. Joining us is Jefferson City Jays head football coach Scott Bailey. Coach, welcome to Jefferson City and Jefferson City Jays football.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about your coaching coming into Jefferson City. Of course, people that follow high school football across the state of Missouri know about the Lamar football team, and you've had great success down there with Lamar.
I try to tell everybody and make it known that there was a period of time, an extended period of time, that we just had outstanding kids coming through our football program, through our school. Great multi-sport athletes, loved the weight room, pretty dang good in the classroom. They're hardworking kids, not a lot of discipline problems, and we had a lot of them. And for Class 2 school, we had a roster of 70-plus.
Mm-hmm.
And all that just pretty much equaled, a lot of success and winning some championships. And I try to make it known that it's probably the kids on the field making plays that's going to win a football game more so than the coaches trying to draw up X's and O's in a scheme.
14 years down at Lamar and 7 state titles. I know in looking at scores every week during the football season, there were 3 teams that you would watch in particular because they seemed like they won every single week in the last, 10, 15 years in other parts of the state. That would be Webb City, Lamar, and Valley Catholic.
It's funny that you mentioned that because for a number of years now, quite a few years now, I'm on a group text with me and 3 other coaches, and it's me and Coach Rod down at Webb and Jed over at Valley and Coach Webb up at Maryville. And everybody, I don't really know how that group text started, but it did a number of years ago, and I think it kind of started because Valley was Class 1 and everybody wanted to know what they would do against Class 2 Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lamar was Class 2, and everybody wanted to know what they'd do against Class 3 Maryville, and Maryville's Class 3, and everybody wanted to know what they'd do against Class 4 Webb, and if we'd ever get a chance to play each other. And us 4 coaches, it seems like, periodically, once a month or so, we're always talking and sharing stuff about what's going on in those programs.
Coming up from Lamar to Jefferson City, what makes the Jefferson City Jays football program a good fit for Scott Bailey?
Well, from the outside looking in, it was just the tradition. I've said it many times since I was hired here. You're not going to talk about high school football in the state of Missouri for very long before you talk about Jeff City. Their tradition is just that rich, that thick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been a while since it's been at the level that Coach Atkins, Coach Cole and those guys had at that. But that tradition is something that I looked at, even with it being as late as it was and all the headaches that come along with COVID and things like that, I thought, if I don't take advantage of this and try this, I'm going to get to the end of my coaching career and regret the fact that I didn't come to Jeff City and try to recreate something. I don't think you can bring back the past. I really don't. But I think you can use the past to create energy right now and build something. I tell our kids that tradition, and Jeff City has a lot of it, tradition is worthless unless you work as hard as the guys that created the tradition. And from day one, I got here June 11th, we've just been trying to work as hard as we can to figure out what kind of football team we got.
And you mentioned the fact that you came here in mid-June. You've had to get a lot done in a short period of time, haven't you?
And I was blessed with some really good coaches that were here and stayed with me. I didn't bring any coaches with me. The coaches I coached with at Lamar are pretty pretty well tied to that area, that community. And so I came here, and the coaches that were on staff here, it was pretty quick that we worked pretty well together.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of knowledge about the players here, and have to be honest, they have a lot of knowledge about how the school system works here, so you figure out how to get things done, and just a lot of knowledge of stuff that I didn't even know. I mean, starting with, call this real estate agent, she'll take care of you, and things like that, because Don and I moved up here, and we didn't know anybody, hardly at all. I'm coaching Jeff Jacques 20 years ago when he and I were at Truman State together. But that was about the extent of the folks that I knew up here in this area. So the assistant coaches were, and I don't know that I could even measure how helpful they were.
All right, today you will be at Atkins Stadium to take on Wentzville Holt. Originally, game one was supposed to be in St. Louis last night against Chaminade. That game was canceled, and then you were able to put Wentzville Holt on the schedule today. Before we talk about the Indians, let's talk about your football team. First of all, give us a preview of what we'll see on offense.
Well, a year ago, Jeff's offense was probably based around trying to throw the ball and get an athlete in space. We're going to try to get an athlete in space. We're probably going to do it a little different than what's been done in the past. I'm a coach that likes to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what I enjoy coaching. I enjoy coaching offensive and defensive line. I think that the mentality of most of those types of players fits me better than some other positions. But we also know that we got some really talented skill players that need to get the football. So we're going to need to be able to mix in some type of controlled passing game to offset what I consider more of a power run game. So for us, I'll just be honest, I've never gone into a game that I can remember at any level with as little information as this, because we haven't snapped the ball one time against an opponent other than ourselves this year.
Mm-hmm.
In July, I normally get into some camps and getting up against some other opponents, and that was all canceled. And then Jamboree was canceled, and so this is our first time to actually line up against somebody else. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not real sure what we have.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not real sure who we're playing, because being new to the area, I don't know the teams on our schedule or the coaches on our schedule. They haven't taken a snap against anybody else that we've seen on film this year either.
Yep.
So
yep.
I would say it's two teams that are going into a game, and the team that probably makes the fewest critical type mistakes, they'll fumble the ball down on your end, they'll give them a short field, things like that. And the team that figures out the quickest and adjusts the quickest is probably going to have huge advantage in this.
What about your defense? What do you like most about it going into week one?
One of the things we tried to do on that side of the ball is eliminate confusion, eliminate the complicated stuff. And we felt like in the skill positions at the linebacker positions that we had some experience and we had some depth. And if we could just create a scheme where it's, basic, then you stop thinking. Everybody knows that a thinking football player is a slow football player. And you just go play. And you end up playing faster. With the defensive line, the same as the offensive line, we had to start building and creating some linemen, because it's just an area of need. There just wasn't a lot of depth on either side there. So if you looked at it, the linebackers and the secondary are probably going to need to carry our defensive line for a little bit until that defensive line can get some experience.
For you today, week one, what's your number one key against Wentzville Holt?
I would say play clean football. Don't play clown football. Take care of the ball. If Winsville's going to beat us, make them make a play to beat us. Don't screw something up that allows them to win the game. So I would say, for me, if I'm looking at our team, I would say play clean football. Special teams are getting people blocked. We're getting field position. Special teams are covering kicks and punts and creating long fields for them. On offense, we're able to get first downs. We're able to be nice if we're able to get some of our really good athletes in space and create some big plays. And then on defense, we force them to drive the ball. We don't give up the big play. And so, like I said, I would just say play clean football, not clown football.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning. We look forward to the game this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
Jefferson City Jays head football coach Scott Bailey. The Jays will open up against the Indians from Wentzville Holt at Atkins Stadium. Our pregame show starts at 4:30. Kickoff scheduled for 5:00. The Holt Indians, 6-4 a year ago, won their first six games of the season. They have a quarterback by the name of Cooper Brown, 6'3", 185 pounds, threw for over 1,300 yards last year and 13 TDs. Again, 4:30 with the pregame show, 5:00 with the play-by-play of the Jays against Wentzville Holt. Back with more after the break.
Attention, if you are receiving unemployment insurance benefits, you could receive job training and other services. Because of COVID-19, the state of Missouri is providing training vouchers for displaced workers. Earn a certificate or industry-recognized credential by completing a short-term program. Your local Missouri Job Center can assist you in finding a new career or help develop additional skills to return to work. Register at jobs.mo.gov. Sponsored by the Missouri Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development.
Welcome to His Majesty's Insurance Booth. State your business.
I'm a farmer.
A one-size-fits-all policy covers crops and livestock, along with your accidental death due to the crusade.
But I don't really need all of that.
We just sell the one policy, King's Orders.
One of the best things about progress is having more options. This is Rick Prather of Vogel Insurance Group. For over 70 years, our business has grown by finding the best coverage at the best rates for your business.
Vogel Insurance Group.
You heard of FYI, BTW, and BYOB. Well, how about BNSNEOSS? It's our buy now, save now, end of summer sale. When you purchase a new system, we've got some awesome deals to help you out. Up to $500 instant cash savings on select equipment or 0% for 60 months financing. At AirServe, we believe the air in which you live and breathe should be comfortable and clean. So we're throwing in a bonus just for you. One of our select air cleaners for free.
We'll put you in your comfort zone.
The way you do things is completely unique to you, whether it's how you drive or grieve the loss of a loved one. There's no set way to mourn, and no one knows that better than Freeman. That's why the Freeman team is there for you, not just planning and the service, but afterwards, because sometimes we all need some extra help after saying goodbye. Everyone grieves differently, and Freeman Mortuary is there for everyone.
I'm Ryan Freeman. Our family has been honored to serve your family for three generations, creating meaningful ceremonies as unique as your loved one.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. We are joined now by Helias Crusaders head football coach Chris Hensers. And last night at Ray Hinches Stadium, the Crusaders beat Lutheran St. Charles by a score of 31-20. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Tell me about the range of emotions this week. You start out the first part of the week thinking you're going to be playing the Hannibal Pirates. Then they cancel the ball game on Monday. And then you're scrambling to find a new opponent. You get a new opponent in Lutheran St. Charles. Don't have a lot of time to prepare for that, and you win the ball game by 11.
Yeah, Kevin, it was a unique week. You don't have those very often, but for Hannibal to pull the plug on that game on Monday afternoon was very, very disappointing. Disappointing for the coaches and players, and we kind of left Monday afternoon. We did have a short workout on Monday, just kind of going through our basic individuals because we didn't know if we were going to have a game. And, we told the guys we'd do everything in our power to try to get a game. And we had a couple of opportunities. We kind of, got into our contacts and called our coaching people and contacted, the guys around the state and really came down to about three or four teams that did have a week one opening. And really the only two that were willing to play us were Liberty North and Lutheran St. Charles. Lutheran was willing to come to us. Liberty North was not willing to come to us, and that kind of made the decision. So 24 hours later, You know, we had a game, and that was great, and our coaches got to work and watched a lot of film and put together a game plan, and we went out and executed it.
That was the frustration on Monday, a long week as far as preparing for an opponent in a short period of time in the middle of the week, and then the happy ending for you.
Yeah, you know, because it's always a long week for a football coach because you just spend so much hours in scouting reports, and so the entire weekend was absorbed by getting ready for Hannibal, and then, you know, you're just kind of ready to go through your practice routine. And then we had to repeat that. So, you know, hats off to all the coaches, you know, Coach Pitts and his defensive staff and Coach Rockers and his offensive staff, and everyone, the boys for their film study, you know, for their dedication to their preparation. And you know, we were able to go out. And at times it wasn't pretty last night, but we got the win. We had a lot of good moments. We had some moments like just near misses, you know, a lot of typical first game stuff, you know. Open receivers, and we just overthrew them, and missed blocks, and missed tackles, and you know, a couple glitches on special teams. But when it was all said and done, I told the boys at the end of the night it was a great team win. You know, we certainly needed that. We have a lot that we can go back and look at the film and clean up some things that we can do better. But overall, very, very proud of their effort in the heat with such little preparation to go out and play a very, very talented team. And finish with a win.
Yeah, I know you were quite busy during the middle of the week. You and I never did connect on Wednesday.
No, I know. Well, we practiced so late.
Yeah.
We did scouting reports again, and so we really didn't even start practicing until almost 4:30. We didn't get off the field until about 7:30. So it was a really, really long Wednesday, and that's physically with the heat. That's physically very draining for the kids. And we were in meetings for such a long time because we had to do the scouting reports all over again. But, yeah, it was a long week, and, you know, just really happy with the win.
Lutheran St. Charles, a very good football team that came in here last night. You never trailed in the ball game.
No, you know, and they had a couple kids on the sidelines, but as did we. That's just the nature of it. Didn't have their practices in. We had a couple kids with COVID situations, and, you know, and across the state, I think it happened to a lot of teams with not being full strength, but, yeah, they had a defensive tackle going to University of Notre Dame. You know, they're young still too. I mean, they had 18 of 22 starters coming back from last year's team. You know, and the only team that really beat them last year was Trinity Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at their game tape, as we were able to get most of their games last year, they just dominated opponents. You know, what one telling statistic we're trying to do our little goal line segment for our offense. And we're going back through every game from last year and looking, trying to, you know, break down and decipher their goal line defense. The only team that ever, you know, pushed the ball inside the 10-yard line was Trinity Catholic. They went the entire season without letting teams into our, what we call the goal line segment inside the 10-yard line. We had about 5 or 6 snaps against Trinity Catholic. That was all we had. That's how imposing and dominating their defense was last year. And during the course of their schedule. So we knew we were going to have a tough time last night moving the ball with that size and experience they had inside. But, you know, like I said, a lot of near misses offensively, you know, and I'm happy with 31 points. I really am. But when you go back and watch the film, you think, man, we had this opportunity, and it, you know, we certainly could have scored more points. But really happy with the grit of our kids and getting the job done.
You know, you win by 11, but it's tight throughout the entire football game. In fact, I think you scored late in the fourth quarter to win by 11.
Yeah, we did. We did. The game was in doubt. Our defense just played fantastic in the fourth quarter. You know, they gave up a couple big plays in the air. Our run defense was stellar last night to hold their running back and hold their rushing attack to 20 yards. They did get 250 yards passing. They got a big, you know, tall, strong quarterback and talented receivers. And they hit on a couple of deep balls, you know, and some nice route combinations and just, you know, nice execution on their part. But what we did in the fourth quarter was really phenomenal defensively when the defense just stopped after stop, you know, allowing the offense to, you know, finally put that last one in and ice the game away. But, you know, like I said, in all three phases, the special teams had some really big plays last night, as did defense and offense as well. So, as I told the boys, I said, you know, we'll go back and watch this tape, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of things that we can improve on. But, you know, I appreciate their heart. You know, I just appreciate the toughness and everything that we did last week, and to come out and get that first win, especially at home, was a great feeling.
You know, you get on the board on a 94-yard drive, and then a nice touchdown pass by Jacob Weaver to Damon Johans late in the second quarter. You lead by 8 at the half, and then get a special teams play to start the second half, don't you?
Yeah. What we actually came out offensively. We got the ball first, and, you know, three plays. We didn't execute very well coming out of the half, and I was disappointed about that. But we got a punt, and then the returner kind of muffed it. We were able to fall on it and strike on the very next play. So, you know, we did, you know, that kind of got that little cushion, and they ended up with a really good play as well. They had a nice drive. They scored a touchdown. You know, we stalled. They scored a touchdown, and it just kept, like, we just couldn't extend that lead, you know, put them away. We just weren't able to do that. They're a talented team. They practice too. They got really good coaches, and, you know, they had a good game plan. I thought they made a lot of good defense adjustments. That first series, we went right down the field, and they made some good adjustments to slow down our perimeter run game. And, you know, they were so physical and big inside, it was difficult for us to maintain, you know, a steady drive with running the ball in between the tackles. So we had to mix it up a little bit. And then they did, based on our film study, they gave us a little bit different coverage than what we were expecting, and so we had to make some adjustments with that. But like I said, really proud of the boys, proud of the coaches, and proud of the overall effort from the team.
All right, you start conference play next Friday night in Columbia against the Hickman Cupids.
Yes, the game is scheduled for Columbia right now, and as far as I know, that's what's going to happen. I know Columbia's got some ordinances that they put in place with regards to crowd size, and so we have offered Hickman to come to our place where we could have more fans. So I think we'll find out tomorrow if they're going to accept that offer. But the opponent we know will be Hickman. You know, the location, whether it's going to be in Columbia or at our place, we'll find out. They're doing a great job. Cedric's doing a great job with them up there. They're getting better and better each year under his leadership. And you know, we had a very tough physical game with them last year. We beat them 27-0, but it was a very, very physical game. So, you know, we've got to heal up from this one and have a great week of practice and be ready to take on a very talented Hickman team next week.
Hickman lost last night to Francis Howell by a score of 63-21. Coach, thank you for the visit this morning, and good luck on Friday night against Columbia Hickman as you open up conference play.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, Helias Crusaders head football coach Chris Hinches again. The Crusaders winning last night in their home opener as they beat Lutheran St. Charles by a score of 31-20. At Atkins Stadium last night, the first ever varsity football game for the Capital City Cavaliers as they met the Warrensburg Tigers. Tigers win that one by a score of 48-7. And the Blair Oaks Falcons went to Warrensburg last night, played Maryville at the University of Central Missouri. 44-0 in favor of the Falcons at halftime. They go on to win the ball game by a score of 51-8. As we mentioned, Helias, week two, taking on Columbia Hickman. Scheduled to go to Columbia as well is Capital City, as they will be at Battle. We'll have a ball game for you right here on KWS this afternoon at 4:30. The Jays beat Wentzville. Hope we'll see you next week.
News Radio 950, KWOS, and on FM at 104.5, KWOS Jefferson City.